Or, as I like to say, Selamat siang to our listeners in Indonesia. This is the No Randles Podcast. Welcome back for, oh my God, Shad, what are we on now, dude? Episode 66, right?
Yes, sir. Episode 66.
Episode 66, man. Thank you for rocking with us. It is a short crew today. Your boy, Anton and Shad, holding it down on the ones and twos. We are going to be getting into a few topics just like usual. You know, what didn't make the show. You know, what you love to see. The usual. First, you know, let's go ahead and get into it, though. Shad, what have you been playing this week, man? Let's jump right into it, bro.
Bro, okay. So two things, obviously. First one, I'll probably get into a little bit later. We'll see. Maybe not. Starfield. Been deep on the Starfield. Like, I think I'm on like new game level 3, new game level 4. So like, I am super deep in it. I'm just having a really good time, just kind of going around, making my own player, making my own character. Love the customization in that game. It's super rad. And then like the base building and stuff. That's where I'm at right now. I just bought a penthouse suite. So now I'm putting like, I'm finding like cool cups and cool like fixtures in other people's like offices, and I'm like stealing it so I could put it into my place. Like, I'm a total thief, dude. And then obviously, as you know, I've been playing EAFC 24. It's been awesome. I'm in Ultimate Teams right now, and I think we played Pro Clubs the other night. Served you up a nice assist, and you scored that goal. I think it was either you or Nick. I'm just going to say it was you.
I'm going to say it was me too.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was you. But that's what I've been playing, bro. It's been a dream. I told you guys the other day, like, I think this year is like the best year for gaming. I feel like every game that we've gotten this year has just been like really cool. Everything's hyped up kind of where it needs to be, but I'm super happy about it. But what about you, bro? What have you been playing? How's life in Anton realm?
Dude, I completely agree with you. You know, man, I've been very contradicting of myself, but I've been on the mean 2K24 grind. I got my player up to like, I think at 93 now, just been running the rec and doing a lot of that business, balling people up. Just, I don't know, man. It's a lot of fun. I thought it was going to be very pay to win, but truthfully, it's really not. There are a lot more things that, yeah, cost that, but I mean, truthfully, you don't need to buy it and you can still level up your player fairly fast. I mean, we can get into that another time if you want, but I mean, just enjoying a lot of that, truthfully. A little hard shooting, but still, that's neither here nor there. Same as you too. A little bit of FC 24, a lot of FIFA, a lot of Volta. Been trying to get into some what is that? The duos on the seasons. So, or you know, some ultimate team. So
let me know. Yeah, bro.
Trying to get into a little of that, and then of course Call of Duty. I believe actually today the new season came out, season 6, or tomorrow. So gonna get into that, see what that's like. This is gonna be the last season leading up until Modern Warfare 3. Woo. So that's exciting. But let's see. I'll go ahead and take us into what didn't make the show, bro, and then I'll get into these topics.
This is actually my favorite topic that I'm about to say I've ever said before in what did not make the show. Sony India announces Cricket 25 bundle pack. I know you're stoked, I'm stoked, fucking love cricket. PS Store adds a new 5-star rating system to score your PS5 and PS4 games, which is kind of cool. Hopefully less toxicity and more positivity. We have CD Projekt Phantom Liberty gets very positive ratings on stream. Or I'm sorry, on Steam. Haven't played it. I have it downloaded, but I haven't played it. Video game performers are preparing to strike for more pay. Hell yeah, stand united. Resident Evil 4 on iPhone 15 will cost $60. And finally, mobile title Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis is coming to Steam. That's what did not make the show. Now we're going to move over into the topics this week, and Anton's going to go ahead and lead us into that.
I hate to double back, but really quick, do you happen to know if the Phantom Liberty is free?
No, it's $30. It's $29.99.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
But it's clean. So what it is, you have the Cyberpunk 2.0 the update that they just came out with before the game. Which is fantastic if you think about it. Like, from like a software perspective, let's put out the full haul of the game, the complete new whatever, and then let's go ahead and add the DLC after, once we even got back some like user, you know, feedback. That way the DLC is going to be even better. It's genius, dude. They're killing the plays. Like, they have the script.
Yeah, I've been seeing like really good reviews for it too. I think even Lupo yesterday did a stream for it. So yeah, I'll have to follow up with that and see. I want to follow up. But anyways, yeah, thank you for that, Shad. Let's go ahead and jump into these topics, though, player. Let's see. This week we got a ransomware group claims that it has breached all Sony systems and will sell its data. These hackers got to be stopped. Genshin Impact developer. New game will be released in April. We have a Star Wars Jedi 3 officially confirmed a little soon, but I'm not mad about it. And then a new Xbox leak, new Xbox Series X design, the next gen coming in 2028 and a little more. Cool. So I'll go ahead and just slide us right into this, man. We're moving today. And sorry, you love to see it, which is our, obviously, Star Wars Jedi 3, which is officially confirmed, coming from the direct.com. Stating, the Star Wars Jedi franchise was confirmed to be back in active development for Star Wars Jedi 3, according to the Series 3 Cameron Monaghan? Monaghan, right? The kid from... Alcala Comic-Con in Florida welcomed Cameron for a panel on the game series. It was there that the actor announced that Star Wars Jedi 3 is in development. We're working on the third game, and we're in the process of doing it right now. So that's a big undertaking, and there's been some conversation so far. But hopefully, when all things are said and done, we'll be able to go in and make something really cool for you guys again. It's likely that the sequel will not be released for some time. However, judging by the gap between the releases of the first two titles in this franchise, I wonder if this is going to be coinciding with Big Filoni's movie. Because I know that he's supposed to be doing another... I can't remember the name right now. But he's going to be taking on the new Star Wars movie, which is going to be with like Grogu and potentially Thrawn and the Mandalorian and Ahsoka and all that. So I wonder if there's been a big like fan pool that I've been seeing that they're hoping that our boy... gets in the movie too, you know what I mean? That'd be kind of cool, like a cool guest appearance. So I wonder if this will kind of coincide with it. They've been talking about doing a lot of like I think I mentioned before, like going to the history, like mm-hmm. the pre-Jedi and all that. So I don't know, we'll have to see. What do you think?
Honestly, I like the actor. I think he plays the part pretty well. Like the first time when I seen him in like the role, I still thought the kid from Shameless. So when I seen him in this role, I was just like, okay, like cool, like because I see it as a role, like it is a video game, but it's very like cinematic. It's very movie driven. It's very like I don't know. It has a good storyline, and I think it's nice that they are like I guess trademarking him as the main character, and I think it'd be really cool to have him like cameo in these movies that are coming up. I mean, I don't know if the time. I don't know much. You're the Star Wars god, but like I don't necessarily know if like the timelines like are on the same path. But if they are, they should totally have a movie where Cal Kestis like just rolls in, saves the day, and like kind of dips out. Not like maybe like a main character, maybe like a cool side character, you know what I mean? Just as like an homage to the people who are playing the game.
Yeah, like a, or even like a cameo, like a meeting cameo from like a Vision or like a past or something
like that. Or that device with that the lights that come up and like they talk to each other that way. It's like their FaceTime.
Yeah, like a hologram or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
That would be sick.
I do want to ask you something though, since he is an actor and since he is, I guess like, there's writers for this and stuff like that. Do you think that the writer's strike currently happening, if it is still happening, I'm sure it still is. Do you think that's going to prolong them from releasing this game? Do you think that's going to get to that? Because I did see an article saying that the Video Game Commission, essentially the people who write for video games, that guild or whatever, they might be asked soon to like walk away and strike alongside with the actors and the writers. Do you think if they did that their projected release date will still be able to, you know, happen, or do you think they're going to have to delay it, or are they already delaying it to prepare for all of this?
Dude, that's crazy that you say that, because it literally ends as of 12:01 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday. The strike.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I heard it earlier on a podcast. Yeah, so like a lot of these shows, like the House of the Dragon 2, apparently they should continue production with that, like a lot of these other shows. We should finally be getting either by the end of this year or most likely next year. But yeah, it just ended. Apparently, like they just finalized it, and yeah, it's supposed to be ending tomorrow. So everyone should be going back to work. So
great.
I don't know, dude. I hope so. I mean, he has the experience, in my opinion, to carry a role like that. And you know, so
yeah,
I think it'd be cool. I would love it. I just know him from the games, so maybe I have a different attachment as maybe someone that's, you know, from Shameless and grown up too. But I think he doesn't have any negative, at least from what I'm my opinion, like how the old, like the young Anakin and even how Hayden Christensen did, you know what I mean? Like back in the day, it was like a new role. Like, by the way, shout out to our boy, man. He deserved that redemption, dude. But yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be good. I think I should be getting back work soon, and cool. We should be getting all of it. So I don't know, man. Long live the Empire, dude.
We need more games, dude. We need more of a stellar, like, next year we need to have good games, too. It can't just, like, we can't get another year of shit games. Even though we had, a great year this year, next year still has to be even better. So it's like, yeah, dude. Stoked for the strike to be over. Stoked for the people to get what they want. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm not going to get political about it. We'll have to talk after the podcast. This is a political podcast, but I heard about why a lot of that shit's been happening. But shout out to the Star Wars community, man. It's been thriving lately, dude. It's been in a good upswing. Go ahead and move us along to some industry business news coming from Hitmarker. I just want to jump into this. These hackers, dude. So like stated, this is crazy, dude. So like stated, ransomware group claims that it has breached all Sony systems and will sell its data. The article coming from Hitmarker probably begins this. Ransomed. A new ransomware group claims to have breached Sony's internal databases and is now threatening to sell all data recovered after Sony allegedly failed to pay the ransom. As reported by Cybersecurity Connect, the relatively new ransomware group is said to have racked up an impressive amount of victims in just a month on the scene. It is now just claimed that Sony is one of its victims. In quotations, we have successfully compromised all of Sony's systems. We won't ransom them. We will sell the data due to Sony not wanting to pay. Data is for sale, end quote. I mean, as long as y'all niggas don't sell my shit.
Bro, they have it.
They ain't got my shit. Actually, I don't even care. Go ahead. That card is, y'all ain't gonna get nothing. That's fine. I keep that on that for a reason anyways, because I'm smart. So as long as they can't, like, you know, shut down my Wi-Fi's and shit. But even then, dude, what is this? Like, what?
Bro, and look, they're like completely flexing about it too. They're like, check this out. They were like, oh, and if you don't believe us, here, look at this. It's like, wait. Where'd I put it? No, a doll. No, it's a kind of fairy. Hold on. Hold it. There it is. What am I doing right now? I can't believe this is gonna air and me doing that. I'm fucking up right now. All right, there we go. Do you see this? They were like, hi. We have all your shit.
Oh. Oh, so they're serious.
Like, whoa. Yeah, they have everything, dude. They're like, just give us what we want, dude. We want beluga caviar. We want 8 Bitcoin.
Wow.
We want front row seats to Tim Dillon.
Yo, in that case, Sony, stop being cheap, man. Don't negotiate like us for no couple billion or nothing like that. Like, I don't know if our information's worth that much, you know? But at the same time, low key, I do be like, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists. You know what
I mean? And also, too, just to throw it out there, our information is worth that much. The years that we have put on for Sony, they could essentially put us into like demographics and analytic groups to like figure stuff out. So y'all essentially like owe us. So maybe Anton gets 100,000 because he's played a little bit longer than me. Maybe I get 75,000. Y'all got it. You
know, come on, man. Y'all got the money for this.
Y'all got it, bro.
Come on, man.
Sony's Debo. Sony's like, what, $200? It's like, bro, you, man, hide your chains, bro. Hide your pagers. Sony's coming for all your money, dude.
Ransom VCs. I'm just trying to see where these dudes, if they have any idea where, I guess they're online hackers who have no idea where they're from. But I wonder if they're like claiming to be from like a certain part of the world or something like that. Or
I guess.
You know the stereotypes. I won't say any, but you know them.
So, oh, you mean if they were like North Koreans?
Who knows?
That's not political at all. That's just like truthfulness. Like,
who knows?
Like, you know what I mean? It could be any. It could be India. Have you seen those TikTok scam calls? Knows? Those are fantastic.
Who knows? It could be anyone. It was just a question. Not that it's important, but you never know, dude. Maybe it helps with like incentive, you know? But you know? I feel like this is like becoming a new, like, sorry, I'd say like so much. Just way that people are trying to get money out of people. It's just, all right, we know how to break down your firewalls and get your information, and we're just going to ransom it. Or just like, has this always been a thing? I guess now it's just mainstream. It's just so weak,
bro. It happened to me. Remember, did I tell you?
You got ransomed?
Not well, no, but like, I got scammed. Remember when I had that, like, that those coins with Ian?
Oh.
Remember, I had like six G's, and I noticed in my electric wallet that I had, or my crypto wallet, that I had like an additional $300. So I thought it was from like the staking and like the liquidation and stuff that I were doing, like from the other stuff, and it totally wasn't. So I went to go swap it. They saw that I was trying to swap it. They connected to my wallet and took the entire, like my entire $6,000. Luckily, like I turned that $6,000 into $6,000 from like $200 referral money from Coinbase, and I just moved it around so much. So it wasn't like my own personal money, but I still lost $6,000 because people just have no honor. And like, I almost felt bad, dude, because like you're really at that point in your life where like you think this is okay. Like you're okay with no honor. Like that's just not how I am. Like I would never steal from you and like anyone, you know, like even if it was easy. So it just weirds me out.
Yeah.
Ransom hackers. Come on, bro. Stop.
Huge L, dude. Go outside, get a life. Just understand that there's probably money to be made, and there's ways to exploit people. It's just for the reason. Like, I'd be seeing this dude on TikTok that be going up. I don't know why I find it hilarious. He'd be going up in like government buildings and stuff like that, and just like recording. And people freak out. They're like, "What are you doing? You can't record in here." And he's like, "The fuck, I can." Like, what do you
mean? Is he a British dude?
Nah, he's white. I think he's in like New York or something, or like Long Island audit, I think is his shit. But bro, he'd be going up in like the DMV, all the like the post office, all these. And he's just like, I'm just trying to
what?
like what? What's the problem? Like this is like our taxpayers pay for this. You know what I mean? Like, what's the issue? Like, I just want to make sure that the amenities and the extent, and you know, that you say are available to us are available. I just want to make sure that you guys are doing what you're saying you're doing. And bro, the reactions he gets are insane. So it's like, I get like, if you want to do things for like a certain level of like transparency, you know, but like just like exploiting just like random people is just super whack to me. Like, come on now. That's just,
no,
to you, sure. But get life, you fucking loser. I don't know. Anyways, though, off of that, let's go ahead and jump into some sports news.
Is it sports news? Is this sports news?
I don't even know if this is sports. What is this? I guess so. Fuck it.
Fuck it. Sports.
Fuck it. This is fucking sports to us, dude. We're fucking hyped on cricket. Cricket's a sport. Get out of here. Anyways, coming from Genshin's Impact Developers, new game will be released in April. This looks pretty cool. So, coming from Polygon, Hoyoverse, the creators of the breakout hit Genshin Impact, announced a release date for the company's next big game, Honkai Star Rail. As part of the developer's stream Friday morning, the new sci-fi adventure from Hoyoverse will be released on April 26th on Android, iOS, and Windows PC. The game is also coming to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 soon, but Hoyoverse did not provide a release date. Honkai Star Rail is a space fantasy RPG that sports a stunning anime-esque art style, like its predecessors Genshin Impact and Honkai Impact 3rd, it will be free-to-play gacha game. The game follows the story of a protagonist called Trailblazer, who is embarked on an interstellar trip across a space train called the Astral Express. I cannot read Honkai without thinking of fucking honky, bro. That's
I'm just going to put my stamp of approval on this. Same. Also, this game is officially called Honky Star Rail.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you my address.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be professional for that in the Hoyoverse. I don't know why that just reminds me.
Hoyoverse, dude. Hoyoverse. Oh, okay, I'm bad. this looks cool though. Look at all the colors, bro.
I like it.
I'm gonna eat those chocolates later and then watch this trailer again.
You should do that. No, I like this art style, dude. This is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like almost anime meets like comic book. I don't know. I like it. Star Rail. I'll play it.
Star Rail. Was that the name of the shit in Empire?
No, it was like Star something, like the Star Bridge.
Star Bridge.
Star You're Bridge. Right. Foundation shout out. Season finale though.
Wow. So yeah, I don't know. This looks pretty cool, I guess. I have to look more into it. Honestly, I don't know if I'll be brutally honest. I don't know if I'll play this. I'll look into it, though. I'll probably watch the art and see if there's, like, a story on it. I love if there's some good lore, you know what I mean? Like, if they got some good cutscenes. This seems like a good game, in my opinion. I may just watch on YouTube, just the cutscenes, if they got some good storytelling. I love good story, man. But yeah, go ahead and check that out, dude. This is right up your alley. Some Honky Verse, what is it? Star Rail.
Honky Verse, dude. I fucking love it. Wow.
Oh, man. We're speaking on a different wave today.
Speaking of love it, I'm actually like going to help with the segue because I'm stoked on this next topic. And I don't, I haven't. Okay, fine. So this one comes from The Verge. One of the biggest Xbox leaks in history has occurred thanks to the FTC versus Microsoft case. Unredacted documents have revealed key Microsoft communications between Xbox executives, plans for a new diskless Xbox Series X, a gyro controller, and even a next-gen hybrid Xbox in 2028. It's the biggest leak in Xbox history, simply because unredacted emails like this don't usually appear to the public domain. Follow along for the latest developments. I'm sure a bunch of stuff is going to happen. But what do you think about this? I mean, this is directly from what we've been covering the last, like, what, 20 episodes? Like.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hackers. I don't even know. Like, oh, dude, they got to be pissed about this. I can't imagine. Like, imagine just being Phil Spencer and just getting that fucking text message or call. Just like,
sick controller, bro.
We fucked up. Like, oh my god, dude. What is new Xbox design, next gen in 2028? I mean, they got, hey, actually, I don't know. I feel like this could be a good or a bad thing, you know what I mean? Depending on the person. He could either just run with it, and now that it's out, it could just be like, hey man, you know what I mean? It's out, get ahead of it type shit, or who knows? It could be a potential flop and just they're not anywhere where they need to be, and this was just kind of like backroom talk, and it's they're just fucked. Actually, no, either way, if it was found in a leak, there's got to be some like paper to, or what is it? Pen to paper, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something being done about it, right?
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, too, though, any good, I guess, information like this being leaked is so much, like, better for the company. Because, yeah, it does suck, because, like, you know, like, the information gets out. But it's like, look, a gyro controller isn't that impressive. You know what I'm saying? A diskless Xbox is not that impressive. So it's like, yeah, like, they leaked it. It's a pretty, I guess it's one of the biggest leaks. But it's like, how many leaks have we actually had when it comes to, like, Xbox and Microsoft? You know what I'm saying? And, like, honestly, I don't think it's that serious. Now, if it's like new cutting edge technology that nobody else has, then I could totally understand. But like, I don't think they're disappointed. I think they're like, yeah, you caught us, whatever. This is what we're making. You know what I mean? Like, oops. And yeah, I guess it sucks, but I feel like they have to say it sucks. I feel like they have to play into it. I would just say any good news is any good press is, or any bad press or good press is press. Like, I'll take it. As long as people are talking about it, because now so many people have an opinion on it. Even the people who are going to talk shit on it, the enthusiasts, they're going to go buy it. What did I say, I think, last week about, or the last episode we did, dude, when I was like, oh, like, the PS Portal is, like, super dumb. Like, I don't understand it. I don't think it's, like, worth it. But I'm probably still going to buy it because I'm, like, a Sony snob and, like, an Apple snob and, like, a Microsoft snob. Like,
I'm trying to, sorry, I'm looking into this. I'm with you on that completely. But mm-hmm. I'm, like, what is this new, the next gen? One in 2028? I just opened this up. Sorry, excuse me. Here, they want it to be. Sorry, let me get into this. Oop, I'm over here.
Yeah, because I know they want to go next gen like soon. Like, they don't even want to like wait. Like, we usually wait like 5 to 7 years, and that's when we start to see like the next gen. Even like next gen talk. So it's crazy that they're already like, yeah, we're going to do it in 2028. It's like, damn, all right.
Yeah, they want to build a new hybrid cloud gaming platform.
Yeah, I saw
like hybrid computing.
What does that mean though? Like hybrid.
Right. That's why I was like, hold on, I want to get into this because I was looking more into like what kind of next gen. Like we just we're a year or two into this one, which is funny. I saw somebody say in a video online like, have these not been around long enough that we can just call these current gen? Like why are we like why are we still calling this shit next gen? It's been years now. But like,
oh wow,
what is next gen from next gen? You know what I mean? Like, is this not like, I feel like you know more about PC than me. Like, is this not what's already in gaming PCs?
No. So like for PlayStation, like scroll back up real quick. So you see where it says graphic innovation and then it says like ray tracing. I don't think like Microsoft has true ray tracing on their Xboxes. So now that they're going to be able to get ray tracing is usually because they got access to stronger GPUs. Only stronger GPUs can be able to access the ray tracing. So that's going to be huge. So you're basically going to get, like, remember how I sent you a screenshot of me playing Cyberpunk? You're going to get those same type of graphics on Microsoft or on Xbox essentially in the future, dude, because they're going to be able to accommodate to ray tracing. And like, remember, I think on one podcast we talked about like Unreal Engine and like the nanites and like the illumination and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going to be in everything, bro. That's going to be, and that's what this essentially is saying, is we're going to go towards having a more immersive, more lifelike PC experience. You know what I mean? So hybrid console, but the cloud part, I don't, why? You know?
Yeah. You know, so they're here. They're just as Microsoft abandoned his dedicated cloud skew in favor of partnering with other providers.
Cloudverse games.
PC games, console first. Huh.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Honestly, I think they're very innovative. I love the way that they're doing things. I'm stoked to keep seeing them like do that.
We're That's building right. four types of computers. One, cloud everything. Two, a hybrid Xbox. Three, hybrid Windows. And four, hybrid HoloLens.
The hell is hybrid HoloLens?
We need to bring the company's systems talent together to align on a unified vision.
And oh, wow. What the hell?
Designed for Xbox. Wow. Damn, they did leak a lot of shit. Jeez. Yeah, they got, look at their quarterly plans, right? Or their year plans for the next 5 years, 6 years.
Huh. Whoa.
It's pretty interesting. I wonder where they're going to... That one's kind of...
Impressive.
Mean, how can PlayStation compete with that?
But I'm sure that the hybrid... But they have timelines. And they have stuff.
I mean, I know that they're integrating the new handheld shit, which I'm kind of excited to get. And like all the other stuff. But them having the PC aspect and like the online computer is really what I think is going to potentially, in the long run, start to win people over.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That, and if more people switch, dude, I wonder even if they lowered the price, because it's hard. Like I said, I have my Xbox, and the only reason why I don't play it is because more people are on the PlayStation. But I guess now that everything is crossplay now, so fuck. Because 2K is crossplay, FIFA's crossplay, Call of Duty's crossplay, Apex is crossplay. I mean, actually, yeah. So everything is pretty much crossplay now, and now that they have even the Discord, which is money. I don't know. I don't see why not.
I think it's great. And I think Sony has maybe stuff in their arsenal as well. But I always think this, dude, like, Sony's very like hardware driven. Like, they've got on lock, as they should.
I agree with you.
But when it comes to like Microsoft, it's like they just have a better software. I mean, people will always like argue and be like, no, like, Sony has better interface. It's like, cool. Like, if it works for you, it works for you. It works for me, you know? But Microsoft just, they crush it, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
We'll have to keep following that up over the course of the next 6 years, man. So keep with us. We'll keep bringing you news on that, all right?
Episode 248. Well, if it's 6 years, it's more like episode 675. I'm autistic now.
Hey, man, join the club. I'm trying to think. I thought I had some games, dude, but I think I really got too much. This might just be a short episode. I think that's really it. If you guys fuck with it, you know, we just had to knock this one out. If you like it, leave us a comment, you know, a thumbs up if we're idiots and we're completely wrong about something. Let us know, too. We love that, man. I love those comments. Those keep me up at night, bro. Shad, did you have anything you want to share? Did you want to take us out with anything?
Yeah, sure. Basically, guys, hit the notification bell. Like, follow, subscribe. Hit us up in the comments. We always read them. We always try and respond as quickly as we can. Two of us are dads. We all have jobs. So sometimes we do get into it as far as being able to get on the Instagram, the TikTok. We see it. If we don't respond to you right away, we'll probably respond to you like within the day. So thanks for being with us in the last 30 minutes. Next week, we'll all three be together, hopefully. And other than that, this has been the No Randoms Podcast.
No Randoms.